It was an explosion heard not just in Canmore, but around North America. Like, it made national news. Even, you know, my wife's relatives down in San Diego and a friend of hers in New York State were like, what's this about a home explosion in Canmore? Like, it's not every day that an entire house just blows up.
We hear the blasting in the winter off of East End Arundel for avalanche control, and that echoes. This was a much larger explosion.
I've actually talked to a few people who have said, when I heard it, I looked up at, you know, Haoling or Arundel and just expected see a big chunk of mountain falling off. Like, that's what it sounded like.
For some reason, nobody was seriously injured.
That's amazing.
Or killed,
that's so amazing. It's certainly extensive home damage, and there's going to be a lot of fallout from that and a lot of insurance dealing, and it's going to be a real pain. And I really have empathy for the people who have to deal with that situation, but at least they're alive to deal with it. That's the important thing.
For me, in my mind, the biggest question, from what I have found out, there was 30 minutes between when the gas line was struck and gas started leaking to when the explosion happened, and nobody called 911. The fire department responded because they heard the explosion, and then people started calling 911.
What is proper procedure?
Striking a gas line, even ATCO Gas, who owns the gas line, says the first thing you do is call 911.
And what about the evacuation? Are you supposed to clear residents out of an area in a situation like that?
I'm unsure of the protocol, but I know from the Canmore Fire Department and seeing them work on gas leaks that occurred, the first thing they start doing is evacuating. They start getting people out of the nearby houses to where there is a gas leak. And there's some pretty good reasons for that.
I think we saw the pretty good reasons for that.
Pretty good. Yeah. But the fact that one whole house blew up covered more than an entire neighborhood. Mm-hmm. This debris went out through the woods into other streets surrounding there.
Yeah.
I really would like to know how that was able to happen when there are process and protocols in place for when somebody hits a gas line.
There's another question that we need to ask as well. Seniors Lodge expansion, which, you know, had a target completion date of 2016 in the fall, you know, with this gas line explosion, I can't imagine that they're doing too much work on the facility. I mean, how is this incident going to affect the timelines of actually getting those new seniors units in place?
I've talked to Alberta Seniors, and work has stopped at that site while the investigation gets completed. They were just at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it falls down to, I believe, the general contractor who's been hired by the province to finish by completion date as per their contract, or there could be penalties. So
yeah, there might be some penalties coming regardless in this situation. I mean, I'm sure it was an accident, but it does sound like there's a lot of questions about how it was done, whether proper procedures were followed and that sort of thing.
It's sheerly pure circumstance that nobody was in that house, and a neighborhood in our community wasn't covered by body parts.
Oh my goodness.
Like that, we feel really lucky right now, but the very possibility of that happening means these questions are more than important.
Mm-hmm.